You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are here with my good friend, Johnny Mahoney. John is the person that taught me everything I needed to know about building my brand through social media. Johnny, welcome back to the show.
Guy, it is absolutely my pleasure to be back here.
How about if I give you a high five?
Can we do that right now?
We're going to do a high five?
Yep, a high five.
All right.
I like that.
All right. Now, Johnny, how'd you get here?
I used somewhat of a social media site. I used the Lyft service.
How'd you like that?
I absolutely love it. I get picked up in, I can't use the words on air, so I have to correct it, but I get picked up in amazing vehicles.
Very, very, very fancy upscale vehicles.
Super upscale vehicles, 750 BMWs.
I thought you couldn't use the words.
Well, I corrected what I was thinking about.
Oh, smoking hot cars, were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say something close to smoking hot cars.
Yeah, I know you were going to do that. And tell me a little bit about these guys that you've introduced me to. JJ, Zen Bama, who are those guys?
First off, let's give a big shout out to our boy, George, in the Dodge Ram 2014 that just dropped me off here.
High five to George.
All right. He's probably driving somewhere away in Coral Gables, and the guy picked me up in a hot ride. Guy drove me here like a gentleman, was a complete, complete gentleman, but provided water, provided mints, provided snacks, and took me where I needed to go.
Awesome. And you got that off the Lyft
bucks.
App? The Lyft app?
The Lyft app.
Awesome. So you came all the way from South Beach over to Sweetwater. Awesome.
Yeah. I actually prefer Lyft over Uber.
Okay. Why?
I just think better vehicles.
All right. All right. Now, tell me a little bit about JJ Zenbama. You introduced me to these guys. What's up with these guys?
All right. So I have a friend. She's a personal concierge. And JJ, who runs Capital Machine, an industrial machine maker, and his new business is these Zen Windows, which is located in Boston, Georgia, Alabama, Phoenix, Texas, expanding into Florida. These guys are running major social media campaigns. It's called the, as you've been involved with,
The Flow.
The Flow. The Flow Zone is what it is.
I went with the flow.
You know what it is? It's just a group of people that are not only, one, building a business, but stay in touch every day with social media. And guys like you and I now are involved with that, and that's because of social media. That's why we're talking about it on radio.
Well, radio is my social media hub. I create my content off of the radio, and then I repurpose it throughout the week. As I said earlier today, or earlier in the week in one of my tweets, I create, the purpose of creating content is to repurpose.
I believe you're the one who quoted that radio is the original social media.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. I high five to you. It's now officially in the book, and anybody can Google that anywhere that they want. Now, Johnny, what is your preferred social media platform? Because I started dabbling in Google Plus, and it just like kind of flipped me out. I've been a Twitter guy. I'm easing into Facebook. I find that for business, LinkedIn is most important. Help me out, because each one has a different audience and a different purpose.
Okay, so listen, as per Google Plus, absolutely awesome platform. I personally think there's a lot of longevity there. And I think that this Google Plus is going to relate to SEO and web placement in an absolutely powerful way. So any content you have, put it out there on Google Plus. For me, going back to the original question, my personal platform in regards to conversation, connections, public relations, and building your network, for me, is Twitter.
I love Twitter. It's, for me, it's the way I got to say it this way. It's the way I think, kind of in a little quick bursts, and I love the fact that I can be creative and artistic in putting out my thoughts.
I agree. Also, it's non-permission based, whereas Facebook, I have to wait for you to authorize my friendship before I can talk to you or engage with you, whereas Twitter, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm broadcasting, and if somebody's interested, they'll reach back out to me. And in fact, that's happening more and more all the time.
Most importantly, James, I can search words, which means that if you, and I don't know you at the time, hypothetically, let's say we don't know each other, and you're talking about CRE, commercial real estate.
Hashtag.
You're talking about Miami. You're talking about the Sky Palace?
Somebody started following me. They used the hashtag Sky Palace. It happened today.
Thank you very much. Exactly. And you know what? They didn't have to or need to ask your permission to do that.
No, they're asking for, you know, they want us. They saw, I guess, I probably looked up what's going on hashtag Sky Palace.
Mm-hmm.
They saw my Sky Palace photos, which I take the photos from my apartment where I live, which is, you know, spectacular. Check out hashtag Sky Palace if you want to see how I live my life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful. And as you've told me before, part of being involved in social media is sharing the experience with your communities.
If we get back down to business, it is 100% about sharing our experiences. However, most people, most businesses, most marketing companies look at social media with the word marketing attached to it.
Broadcast is the word I'd use. They broadcast. I hate that.
Do you know what I look at it as? Do you know where I see the value?
Dig me.
Lead generation.
Yeah, and what salesman doesn't need good leads?
Exactly. And you know, that's where you meet the people. That's where you build the relationship. So granted, there is, and it's common. Everybody is looking for the quick score. But you know what? A lot of the money I make and a lot of the relationships I've built were started last year, 2 years ago. When did I meet you?
You met me 5 years ago.
And look, today, I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're social.
Yeah. But either way, that little relationship, that one meeting.
Yeah.
Is paying off again today.
Oh, and for me, it pays off in spades. I was at this event, the CBRE event with Robert Given today, and people go to the event. There's 100, 600, 700 people. They're all talking about condominiums, apartments, money, loans, land. How big is it going to be? How is it? Are we different? And oh, by the way, the really interesting statistic was there were $11 billion worth of condos built the last time. There's only about $4 billion being built right now. So it's not such an overhang as people would think. And what I found is that everybody wanted to talk about my social media. There were people that actually came up, especially the CCIMs. High five to all the CCIMs I saw today at the event, Frank and everybody else. And they wanted to talk about social media. They wanted to talk about how do I network. They wanted to talk about the radio show. They wanted to talk about, can they come meet me at Wall Street Wednesday in a couple of weeks? So, you know, it really works out well for me. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy being able to get creative in the business world.
One thing I will say, as per what you just said, and this goes back to since I was a little kid selling daily newspaper in New York City on the phone, is that communication is exciting no matter what business you're in.
Oh, good communication from walking in to the event today and telling everybody what a bright, smiley, wonderful people they were at the registration desk to going up to the different people that I knew at the event. I always had a positive energy with me because of the enhanced relationships that I had because of my social media relationships with everybody.
You know what it is, though? You, in general, are a social person.
Mm-hmm. I am. I love being social.
So social media works even better for you because it's natural.
Well, you're a consumer of my social media. So am I getting my personality out there?
One thing I will say about your social media, your new thing where you do the five Twitter accounts in the long form.
Yeah.
I'm not so much a fan of that. It definitely takes up the feed. It definitely gets noticed. However, on the style side, I would probably rather do three tweets than one tweet and break up the accounts. And if anybody wants to go see what I'm talking about, just go to the @JimFreed Twitter account. And
so you're talking about where I do a couple lines and then seven people straight down vertically?
You do like a long form.
Well, because I want it to be noticed in the general Twitter stream. I want it to have an eye-catching standout. And I noticed that when people do that, it catches my eye. Johnny, we've got to go to break, so hold that, because let's keep debating social media, content creation technique. John Mahoney, Jim Freed, talking social media with @SocialMedia305. Follow him, follow @JimFreed. We'll be right back after this. Tweet us if you want to talk to us. Back
See you
after
there.
This.